So, hopefully we can start.
Yes, good morning from my side. Yes.
Hello to Portugal, Luis. Well, dear Dieter, for the very beginning, I want to stay in the English language, if you agree. Dear Dieter, dear Domagoj, dear Luis, and I don't know if Antonio is joining. Otherwise, I want to warmly welcome him. And lieber Guido Wolf, herzlicher Gruß nach Stuttgart von Berlin aus. I'm really looking forward that we can meet together today in the COSAC chairperson's meeting in the Troika framework. And I think it was worthwhile to decouple it from the COSAC, because then we are a little bit more flexible, and perhaps we can also deepen the one and the other issue, which will be important for the COSAC meeting starting on Monday. Warmly welcome here to our meeting. And only for the very beginning, perhaps you can switch out the micros for saving the quality of the line. In our rows, I want also warmly welcome Dieter, because you are here instead of Merit McGuinness, who did continued her career in the European Commission. Warm regards also to her. We miss her also because she was the established face in the COSAC conference, and warm regards also to her. But we are also very glad that you can join this afternoon. Well, before I want to continue, and I want to ask you if you agree with the agenda today, I want to pass the floor to Guido Wolf to Stuttgart.
Ja, hallo, lieber Gunther Griechbaum, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen. Auch ich möchte Sie ganz herzlich begrüßen zu unserer Troika-Runde im Vorfeld unserer großen COSAC-Begegnung in der nächsten Woche. Ja, wir hätten uns gewünscht, wir hätten das in persönlicher Präsenz durchführen können. Wir hätten viele Freunde getroffen, aber Corona hat uns hier einen Strich durch die Rechnung gemacht. Aber wir werden uns virtuell begegnen, und im Vorfeld dieses Treffens ist es notwendig, dass wir uns heute in der Troika abstimmen. Es gibt ja jetzt eine ganz positive Stimmung dadurch, dass es absehbar ist, dass ein Impfstoff vorhanden sein wird. Und deshalb hoffen wir natürlich für unsere portugiesischen Freundinnen und Freunde, dass für die nächste Präsidentschaft vielleicht schon ganz andere Rahmenbedingungen gelten. Für heute ein herzliches Willkommen auch von mir aus Stuttgart.
Tunnel, because it is and will be possible to vaccinate the people who want to be vaccinated. We have a huge debate at the moment here in Germany if it will be compulsory or not. Here in Germany, it will be the direction of the chancellor, but the whole government and also the parliament, that it has to be decided on a free basic. But we will see, and hopefully it can happen that we will meet physically then in Lisbon or in another very nice place in Portugal. Well, if you agree, I would go ahead in our agenda and on topic two. If you agree, our agenda, and I see not anybody who will or he is against it. So then let's continue to or ah, Dieter, sorry. Dieter, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and hello to everybody. Thank you, Ginter, so for this warm welcome. Hopefully you can hear me. I know we had problems with connection last time, so hopefully it's good. Perfect. I don't have any comments to the agenda. I just would like to inform you, since you mentioned it, the parliament elected new first vice president, Roberta Metsola. So she will take over the portfolio of Madame McGuinness. So she will start working working with us on the COSAC, and hopefully we will see each other together, myself, yourself, with Roberta very soon also face to face. Thank you very much.
Dieter, thanks a lot. On the one hand, I'm glad to hear it. On the other hand, we will miss you. And so I'm sad because you will not join any longer the COSAC conferences. But let's keep in touch. And I think we will meet in Brussels, in Strasbourg, or even here in Berlin. So you are cordially invited. It's an open invitation. Whenever you have the possibility to come, please feel invited, Dieter. So thank you very much.
Yes, let me just perhaps clarify it if it was not clear. We will both be involved in COSAC. So I'm not leaving, I'm staying, I will continue with you, and we will have new force, Roberta Vesa, so it will be two of us. Thank you.
That are, Dieter, great news. So thank you very much. So the second topic, I think you got the draft of our agenda of the COSAC plenary meeting, a virtual COSAC plenary meeting, because, you know, well, this pandemic crisis asks us for us to be very flexible. And I think good news are that this COSAC can take place, but with a little bit other title. It will be a virtual COSAC. So there we had to react, but I think it is necessary and worthwhile that we can meet together and exchange our views. So necessary also to adapt this virtual framework to the reality. That means also the question of the languages. And also before I mentioned that only three languages, unfortunately, can be offered due to technical reasons, but we can do it. And sure, each delegation will be free to look for a translation in its capital. So I think the COSAC can take place, and we can exchange our views. And this is what what counts finally. I think also that we could guarantee a high-class program. The Chancellor will join, Angela Merkel, then also the President of the European Commission, Mrs. von der Leyen, will join. Exactly before I came here to our meeting, I got the news that Jens Spahn has to join the so-called Corona cabinet. That means that he has, in this point of time, to be in another place. He will be substituted. He will be represented by his Secretary of State, Mr. Gebhardt. But anyway, together with Mrs. Amon, who is chairing the ECDC, we will have, I think, the opportunity for an extremely good exchange concerning the health policy in European Union. Perhaps also the necessity of a health union in European Union, which is desired by Mrs. Kyriakides, but not the only one. So I think we have a very, very good program. Not to forget Horst Köhler, former president of Germany, and his main topic when he was president of Germany was Africa and the politics to Africa. And to be very open, also in my opinion, Africa was in a neglected continent beside Europe in our neighborhood. And I think it is necessary to deepen this issue. Nevertheless, that other topics are really important at the moment, like health policy to fight against the pandemic, the economic impact for Europe with a recovery fund, Next Generation EU, and other, let me say, disputes we have at the moment concerning the mutual financial framework with the veto of Hungary and Poland. This can be raised up also in the discussion with Angela Merkel, but also with Mrs. von der Leyen. But we should also have an eye on the developments of the other corners of the world. And this leads me to another point. You know that it was a common wish of Portugal and especially also Croatia to look for a more flexible format of the COSAC conferences. That means, how can we guarantee lively debates in the COSAC? And this means we want to establish a new format that's called Aktuelle Stunde in Germany, in our parliament. And I don't know if it can be rightly translated in the English language. It means it's an actual hour on current affairs, because it's rather difficult to predict 3-4 months before we have the plenary COSAC what will be really on the top of the news. And so we discussed before with Luis and with Domagoj, which can be such an issue, which should be deepened. And if I interpret the signals right now from Lisbon and from Zagreb, it's now the issue: how will be the restart of the new transatlantic relations after the elections in the United States? I don't want to deepen now the content, but sure that a lot of hopes are laying here in Europe on Mr. Biden as the new president of the United States. But on the other hand, some things might be challenged, like the atmosphere of negotiations, to give you only one example, multilateralism, that he has a clear conviction also to the climate declaration of Paris. Here, the United States will rejoin this agreement, and that's a signal of hope. On the other hand, I think, let me only give you one example: defense politics. Especially Germany has to do more in the future, and Democrats and Republicans in the United States are the same opinion in this point, or other subjects. So I think it is worthwhile this to deepen this subject. And if you agree, then I would also propose this subject of this Aktuelle Stunde to our colleagues of the COSAC. This is one point I want also to raise up now for the discussion. And also, finally, concerning the letter, you know that we have not the possibility for the conclusions or contributions this time. It's rather difficult to discuss these things in a video conference. You, as you have the experience with COSAC conferences, know very well, sometimes we discuss the comma, sometimes we discuss the full stop, or simple words of these contributions or conclusions. This will not be possible. So we agreed in advance to send, after the COSAC, a letter to the European Commission. And you got the draft of this letter before. If there are some comments, criticisms, or something else, please let us know, because we will have one subject. We will want to concentrate on one subject. This will be the conference of the future of Europe. You know that Mrs. von der Leyen raised up this question and made the proposal: how will be the future face of the European Union? It will be an open debate. It's not yet so far decided if we will have treaty changes afterwards or not. In my opinion, it should not be totally excluded, but anyway, it's an open process. There's no one important point, and your dear colleagues, you know about it. And Dieter, on this point, I was one opinion also with Mayred. We expect as national parliaments to be seen on one level with the European Parliament. We won't not better rights or something else, but we want also to be respected. This was the reason why we sent a letter to Mrs. Šuková when to Mrs. Šuica when we had our plenary meeting or a meeting. I think it was in December. I don't remember very well, but it's a couple of months ago. Till today, we got not a response. We got not an answer. But I, behind the curtains, I'm making more pressure on this question. But it's not the question of the form or formalities or bureaucracy. It is that the national parliaments have to be respected. And there we had one common opinion in the COSAC. And that's Guido also the point why also the Bundesrat wanted to deepen it. And this will be the content of this letter. So that are my remarks I wanted to make at the very beginning. And then I want to give the floor to you, to your comments, dear colleagues. And my staff is sitting beside me. So if I forgot something else, they should remind me. But perhaps Guido, looking on the screen, do you have something to add from your side? Wenn Guido, du irgendwas ergänzen möchtest, dann...
Ja. Ich möchte zunächst zu dem...
Well, I would like to say something on this issue of Aktuelle Stunde, the topical hour, as it were. I think it's a good instrument. It's an important instrument. And in our discussions so far, we had a situation where we had a long preparation running up to the conference, and we were sticking to the topics that were discussed. And sometimes topical events or developments were not necessarily considered. So I think with this topical hour, it will be more interesting, it will be more lively, it will be more topical, as it were, if we actually look at current events and make them the topic of this topical hour. So I welcome this instrument, and I think it could also make our discussion more lively. Gunther, we didn't have the chance to fully agree on the procedure running up to the conference, but our colleagues from Portugal and Croatia actually follow suit. And I'm totally in favor that we speak about the restart of the transatlantic relations, because there is a huge opportunity for such a restart with a lot of possibilities. So I would really also like to focus on this issue and make it the topic of the topical hour. I don't know if this is the point where we should speak about the letter and make remarks on the letter. Generally speaking, I think the letter is good. I support the idea. And like you said, Gunther, I think it's important for us to actually be treated on an eye-to-eye level and to be involved in this process. As far as national parliaments are concerned, when we think about the open result, as you said, whether a change of treaties will be possible, I don't know. I think I would be a little more generous than you. If you want to have a fair process of participation, you should not rule out a possible change of treaties, whether it will be necessary or not. Should it become necessary, it will not be easily achieved from a political point of view, but it should. We should leave the option on the table. Another thing I would like to add, the experiences from discussions with citizens, with the citizens' dialogue, which we did here in the state of Baden-Württemberg, that we actually install a combination of citizens' fora and experts fora, and that we maybe include this in the second paragraph, number two, to have this instrument involved, included, because citizens' participation is important. And to bring this together with experts' opinions, I think this combination is very valuable. It proved to be very valuable in our own state, and I would like to see that aspect included in the letter. Other than that, I fully support your letter. Well, thank you, Guido. Maybe I'll come back to that later, but right now I would like to give the floor to Louis. As a no,
Yes, good yes. morning. Good morning, Gunther. Thank you very much. I would like, first of all, to address a warm welcome to Dieter and to congratulate you for the excellent agenda you propose us for our virtual Kozak. About the point two, the aktuelle Stunde subject, I think it is a good idea. We need to normalize our relation with the United States. It's our main important ally, and we share the most important values of civilization. And I fully agree with this point, and all the others, we are absolutely agree with them.
Luis, thank you very much also for your kind words, and thanks, by the way, also for this excellent cooperation. And this thanks is also addressed to Domagoj. So, Domagoj, if you want to take the floor, please.
Thank you, Gunther. Gruß aus Zagreb. First of all, I want to say that the aktuelle Stunde concept is very good, and that we should definitely include it in the future meetings of COSAC. Also, I don't see any more current affair debate that concerns the whole Union more than the new American administration. So I think that will be a worthwhile exchange. Now, concerning the letter and also concerning your initiative to keep national parliaments involved, I just wanted to stress...
Oh, sorry, Domagoj, I think there are other micros open, so perhaps everybody can check the micro if it is closed. Domagoj, please go ahead.
As I was saying, so your initiative, Gunther, about keeping national parliaments involved and on the same level as the European Parliament is especially something that I want to endorse most heartily, because I mentioned that both, I believe, in Bucharest and in Helsinki. So this is something I really want to stress. And also I wish to inform you that next week, the Committee on European Affairs of Croatian Parliament is having a briefing with Commissioner Šuica, and I will also relate our interest to have this issue raised with the Commission and in the European Parliament. So this is just what I wanted to say for now.
Domagoj, thanks a lot, and I would be really grateful to you if you can raise up this question once again with Mrs. Šuica. Well, you can explain it to her in your mother tongue. That's an enormous advantage instead of me, unfortunately. But anyway, I think you have the possibilities, because this I explained also now to the cabinet, to be a little bit more frank now, of Mrs. von der Leyen. It has also something to do with our self-understanding as politicians from the national parliaments. Also that letters have to be answered. Once again, I'm not hanging here on formalities, but the more important question will be the content. We know that Guy Verhofstadt has or had its problems. I hear also that now there are other reflections concerning who should guide this conference, which under normal conditions should have started much more longer before. So there's also now a lack of time, because the former plan was to finalize it within the French presidency. And we need the time for the discussions and for the exchange. But anyway, it is necessary that national parliaments can join and will be also represented in the steering committee. That's a very important point for me. And I would be really, really grateful, Domagoj, if you can raise it once again by Mrs. Šuica. So to the aktuelle Stunde also, when it's a little bit a mixture now, but we are flexible as colleagues, to the aktuelle Stunde, I think then we can agree about the subject. Also, here I say once again, restart for the transatlantic relations with a question mark. And so then I think that we can... bitte? Ah, sorry, Dieter, you too. I couldn't recognize it on the screen. Dieter, please, sorry.
Thank you, Günther, and I'm sorry, I don't know how it actually works, so I've been waiting and waiting, but just very briefly, first of all, from the side of the European Parliament, I want to congratulate you. Yourself, Guido, the German presidency, for this very ambitious program and agenda you put together, and especially in these very challenging times. So really, as we say in Brussels, chapeau. Congratulations for the agenda that you put together. Thank you also for this innovative approach to it. I think that the idea to have a topical debate, which for the European Parliament has very often too, is a good way forward. I hope that also the next presidencies will follow up, because I think this is really the moment where we all together can discuss really the topic of the day. Looking at the topics, you said it, I think that the reboot of transatlantic relations is the most appropriate topic to have on the agenda. It's a good umbrella that covers a lot of issues that we can take on board, from climate to trade to our bilateral policy, etc. So we are very much in favor, and again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And by the way, I will only give a short, or Guido will only give a short introduction to the Aktuelle Stunde at the very beginning. We don't have a keynote speaker. It's our exchange as parliamentarians. And if now the colleagues agree, Luis and Damogoy, I want to give first the floor to the European Parliament. So perhaps you can prepare yourself, whoever wants to take the floor from the European Parliament, I can't tell you something, but that you can be prepared or feel prepared inside, that you will get the first possibility to make some comments or proposals or something else. So because I think it's also necessary to have the side of the European Parliament. Only to give you one example, in my last European Affairs Committee, I invited David McAllister, because we deepened the Brexit issue. So we are very interested in a very close relationship to the European Parliament. So then you can be a little bit prepared. And concerning the subject, Guido, because that's true, I forgot to mention the Bundesrat before, but there I got also the signals from Stuttgart that the Bundesrat is in favor also with this kind of subject for the Aktuelle Stunde. So then I think we can agree with it and for it. Now I am looking a little bit on my sheet of paper. What I want also to mention when I talk about the new format, and now I'm looking more in the direction of Luis, because we talked before. You see, we are living in other times. We are reacting in a very flexible way. And this was the reason why I reacted with the proposals. We reacted with a proposal to organize these B-side meetings, which I called now COSAC Agora. That means to have exchange with Michel Barnier about the Brexit, with Didier Reinders about rule of law. Now, this week with Mrs. Vestager about competition. Then we will have a meeting in the second December week with Mrs. Kyriakides about health politics once again. Also, Michel Barnier offered now once again from his side to meet together when there are really news about the negotiations of Brexit. So I think this was not perhaps the worst idea to stay in exchange, not only when we meet in the COSAC chairperson's format, but also the COSAC plenary format. Perhaps not with 5, 6, 7 meetings, anyway, if it could be continued with one or the other meeting, my impression was, Luis, that it was appreciated by the colleagues to keep in touch also in the time between, because I am a great supporter for a closer cooperation or for a closer contact in the COSAC. The COSAC, in my eyes, has an enormous potential, but we are not really and fully using this potential till today. And this offers an opportunity with video conferences, which we had never before, but now we have it. That's one positive consequence of all these troubles. But anyway, this could be an opportunity perhaps to continue with it, the so-called COSAC Agora, or with another title, with really actual subjects. This is one point I wanted to raise up. I don't know, Luis, if you want to tell something to it, because then also finally, Guido Wolf, I want to ask him if he can then afterwards make a short presentation about the COSAC report, the 34th COSAC report. But Luis, perhaps you, if you want to take the floor for a short moment.
Thank you, Gunther. And I would like also to congratulate you for the excellent idea you have on these different sections, as you named the Agora of COSAC. Very interesting experience, and we will try to adapt in our own presidency when actuelle stunde are on the table, and we will profit the opportunity to discuss it. I would like also to talk about the letter you send us to co-sign. I agree about almost the test, but I have a problem because the question of the reopen of the discussion of the treaty is not a consensual subject in our parliament. And I have no mandate to subscribe this small part. But I will send you an alternative test according to the test of the trio of presidents we signed before in June 19. But I almost agree 99% with your test. I think is very opportune. And I hope it will be possible to start the conference as soon as possible, and the role of the national parliaments are absolutely fundamental, and we would like to have a participation according to our importance in the context of the European institutions. Then. I fully agree in this initiative.
Thanks a lot, Luis. And please feel free. That's also the point why I wanted to ask you. Then this sentence has to be cancelled. Or if you have another proposal, if you can send us an alternative, because your opinion will be not the only one. If you look here in our rows, you will consider that also other colleagues will have perhaps problems with it. So please send us an alternative, then we will find another sentence or we'll cancel it or something else. I think message...
I'll send you it today.
Great, that's great. And the message, now it's up to Guido, also for the Bundesrat, should be that we want as national parliamentarians to be seen also in this conference on the future of Europe. That's, I think, the important message. Guido, magst du übernehmen?
Ja, für den Halbjahres- noch mal, lieber Gunther.
Yes, Gunther, allow me to confirm that we fully agree on this. It has to be clear that the national parliaments are represented according to their importance. A conference on the future of Europe can only be successful if the different players are involved in this process in an appropriate way. Otherwise, my fear would be that there would be a mix of different positions and it would be difficult to combine all this into a common agreed position. So I fully agree, and we in the Bundesrat fully subscribe to this initiative. So now it is up to me to speak about the 34th biannual report of COSAC. First of all, and we've already mentioned this point, it is about the Conference on the Future of Europe. And let us remind ourselves that this was an idea voiced by President von der Leyen. And there are some topics which were still unresolved at the time when she was elected president, and this is now part of the agenda. And let me say that I believe it is a very ambitious agenda. Maybe we shouldn't expect too much, I must say, because it is a process which involves participation, and I believe participation, involvement, is the most important key word here in order to get everyone involved and define what the future of Europe could be about. In any case, the first chapter of the biannual report deals with this conference on the future of Europe. The second chapter of the report deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. It deals with health, research and innovation, with economic recovery. That's an important topic. How can Europe get out of this crisis? And this includes the issue of own funds for the European Union and the digital future for Europe. So that is the focus of chapter 2 of the biannual report. And it was really hard work to compile this report. I would like to thank the COSAC Secretariat for the many hours of hard work they put into this. Anyone who has done this kind of thing before knows how difficult it is. So thanks to everyone who contributed here. To combine all this and draft a coherent report is, as I say, not an easy task. So thank you very much. The permanent member at the COSAC Secretariat made a video presenting the most important conclusions of the biennial report, and I propose that this video should be available together with the report so that we have different media, basically different versions explaining what the report is about. And maybe that might be a good idea, to have an accompanying video along with every biannual report in the future, and to publish this video. So, Kenneth Fumi, thank you very much for this work, for this hard work, and for what you and the entire COSAC Secretariat did over the past few months. It's an excellent job. And Gunther, my suggestion would be that we now watch this video together to see how innovative this idea is of presenting it in this way, actually. Okay, so start the film.
Ich glaube, sind wir wieder im Bilde? Ja, okay. War es das von deiner Seite?
All right, that was everything I wanted to say. Thank you. Well, thank you and congrats to Kenneth Comey.
Da wird immer eine hervorragende Arbeit gemacht.
Ah, sorry. For doing a wonderful job.
Then what remains for me, it's in your agenda, it's top five, about the letters we got. I have to mention the letters of Ireland, Norway and Switzerland. They asked to be invited to the COSAC conference, and you know we already agreed that countries should only be invited, non-EU countries should only be invited, if there is a direct relation to the content of our agenda, pardon, of the content of our agenda. Otherwise, well, I can only tell them, please join the club, become member of the European Union, then you will get automatically the invitations. But anyway, there is now a direct impact between Ireland, Norway and Switzerland, especially to the second session. That means they are also co-financing the ECDC. And you know, Mrs. Amon will, pardon, I beg your pardon, will also be on our in our meeting, and so we could agree invite these mentioned nations. Then we have got also two letters from Italy and Spain concerning the languages. This I mentioned already at the very beginning. Due to the technical reasons, we can only offer these three languages. Unfortunately, once again, not more, but it's due to technical reasons. Then I want to mention the Italian proposal. After our meeting with Didier Reinders, they said, well, why not doing it each year? When the European Commission will present its or presented its report. And I think it's an excellent proposal. So it will more concern the Slovenian presidency. But I think this idea should be picked up. And we can deepen one time a year the reports about legal system, rule of law in about legal system and rule of law in the European Union. I would be very, very open for this proposal. These are the letters which we reached. Other questions from your side? Then please give me a signal. I'm also looking now on the screen, Tita. Now I saw your request. Please take the floor.
Thank you, Günther. It's like in the school, you know. I thought I could press some button, but it doesn't work. I will go through very quickly some points that I made also from the previous points. First of all, thank you, Guido, for this very innovative approach to present our work. And hopefully, as you also said, it will be follow-up, because I think this is the way how we could improve our communication and how we can better understand the result of our work. Thank you for that. Then I thought we will still come back to the letter, but I understood it was somehow covered from my side. Let me just say a few words. Of course, you addressed the letter to us, to the European Parliament. So I think I cannot comment much on the content as such. Nevertheless, one issue that has been raised here, which is the parity issue. You know that we have lively debate, an interesting debate already on this topic in Helsinki. You know the position of the European Parliament. We adopted also a resolution on this topic. So I just want to highlight it again. The European Parliament definitely wants the national parliaments to be involved, to be very active. We need really to have these bridges to the national parliaments. But as I always say, the devil is in the details. So we have to find really the most appropriate way how we will do it. There is definitely a difference between the European Parliament as one of the key European institutions that represents all the European citizens. And then if on the other hand, you have national parliaments, then you have governments, all of you will be somehow represented, but we have to find the best way how we will do it. That's from my side, just to reiterate the position of the European Parliament. As for the letters, we are fine. I don't have anything to add to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dieter. Sure, hopefully we can find a convenient solution concerning the conference on the future of Europe. Other remarks or questions from your side, dear colleagues? Looking once again on the screen. No, she seems not at the moment. Then finally, I want only once again to mention concerning the procedure. If colleagues want to take the floor in our plenary, you know, our time is more limited than normally. When we have a physical meeting. Then it means we have to follow a certain order. That means, like in the COSAC chairperson's meeting, that one speaker can take the floor for one nation, for one member state. If there is a second one, in this case, from the Senate or from the Parliament or otherwise, vice versa, does not play a role, then it will be reserved for the second round automatically. States which are not full member of the European Union can take the floor if time will remain. I want to remember last time in the chairperson's meeting, it was the case when the colleague of Albania wanted to take the floor. Then in one question, it could be respected. In another subject, it couldn't be respected because the time is reserved for the full members of the COSAC, for the member states. And so this allows that each country can be respected because former experiences showed that then in one country three or four times from different speakers the floor was taken, but other countries couldn't be respected, and this should not be the case. So this I will do the same way as we did it in the chairperson's meeting, only to that you are also fully informed about these procedure things which I have. Now I'm looking on my stuff if I forgot something. Was any other business? Do you agree with the agenda, and do you have also now final remarks from your side? Looking once again on the screen, not to oversee somebody, seems not be the case. Pardon? Domagoj, Domagoj, please go ahead. It's a split screen, so I have to take always my glasses to see.
Thank you, Gunther. I just wanted to make final remarks, which are rather personal, if you will allow me. I wanted to thank you for cooperation. Sure. Since Croatia is now leaving presidential troika, I just wanted to say it has been an honor to cooperate with both of you. And also, I think that our contribution was valued from your side, and thank you very much for that. I think we did a good job. We were a good team. And also, I wanted to relay greetings from my predecessor also, Domagoj Ivan Milošević, who also wishes you the best of luck, and he will be joining us on the plenary.
Domagoj, thank you very much for your kind words, and we will miss you, first remark. And also warm regards to Domagoj, to the other Domagoj. And sure, we will keep in touch there, I'm quite sure. No, then, dear colleagues, thank you very much. Guido, Möchtest du noch kurz vielleicht verabschieden oder wie auch immer?
Ja, gerne, lieber Gunther, Tomagoy,
sure.
Luis, auch von mir nochmal ein herzlicher Gruß. Ich denke, es war heute eine gute Abstimmung und Runde zur Vorbereitung unserer großen Begegnung in der nächsten Woche. Wir haben uns ja an diese Formate schon ein bisschen gewöhnt.
Kind of gotten used to these video formats. Of course, it can never replace personal encounters, but I hope you all have a good weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing you all on Monday. Thank you. Well, thank you, Guido. Let me check with my secretariat. Is there anything I forgot?
Looking perfectly well within 1 hour. So enjoy the weekend until next Monday. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. See you on Monday.
See ya. Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank you. See you.
So.